They did a bundle of work between each of these recordings. They kept sending it back to make it closer to perfect. As he listens to the third take, he points out how the instrumentation has gotten more complex. The way we build stuff at Apple is often this way. Even the number of models we'd make of a new notebook or iPod. We would start off with a version and then begin refining and refining, doing detailed models of the design or the buttons or how a function operates. It's a lot of work, but in the end it just gets better, and soon it's like, wow, how did they do that? Where are the screws? It was thus understandable that Jobs was driven to distraction by the fact that the Beatles were not on iTunes. His struggle with Apple Corp., the Beatles' business holding company, stretched more than 3 decades, causing far too many journalists to use the phrase long and winding road in stories about the relationship. It began in 1978 when Apple Computers, soon after its launch, was sued by Apple Corp. for trademark infringement based on the fact that the Beatles' former recording label was called Apple. The suit was settled 3 years later when Apple Computers paid Apple Corp. $80,000. The settlement had what seemed back then an innocuous stipulation. The Beatles would not produce any computer equipment, and Apple would not market any music products.